Thank you so much for joining in, for tuning in, my beautiful, beautiful listeners. You are listening to How Do You See It? Brought to you by your one and only host, Maryam Alemu. Today we're going to discuss about decision. Very simple word, but very, very much powerful, right? Very much profound, very much important in our lives. So what do you think about decision? Let me hear your thoughts about decision. You can call in at 929-477-1328, or we can chat live on Facebook, facebook.com/worldperspectiveshow. You can tweet at me at @howdoyou_see_it, or you can email me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. What is decision to you? And what happened when you made those decisions in your life? What changed? And what could have happened if you have not made that decision? I want to hear all about that. So you can call it, you can chat live here, you can tweet at me, you can email me, whichever one is easier for you. After a very short music break, we'll be right back with me to discuss about decisions. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. You are listening to How Do You See It? Most of us think that we have to make a decision only when we face big challenges, certain obstacles, or major life issues that can affect our lives greatly and immediately. It might be something like getting married, right? Having kids, purchasing your dream house, choosing your career, changing your job, changing your school, or choosing that major that you want, taking that big exam that can take you to the next level, moving out of your parents' house, moving from one state to another, moving from one country to another. And of course, these are major situations that can affect our lives, and they do need careful thought before making a decision. But do you realize that your good grades in class resulted from those days you chose studying over hanging out with your friends? Do you realize that you are planning your wedding day because you chose to compromise your wants and sometimes your needs to go the extra mile to make your partner happy on those dates you went out on and kept on choosing and keep on choosing to compromise for you want this relationship to keep on going? Do you realize that you're purchasing your dream house, that beautiful car that you always wanted, for your choice a while ago to start to save or put away some money over going on a vacation, getting a massage, or simple as going out with your friends on a Friday night? Do you realize you are with the love of your life because on that first day, you chose to make a move and kept on choosing to make the right move until you know you have that person? But do you also realize that you are 40 years old with a possession less than your friends because you chose to spend your money rather than saving or investing it when your friends did the opposite back in the day? Do you realize your good grades aren't as good for you never asked for help from the right person or didn't feel like studying for those small quizzes? Do you realize that your partner is leaving you because you unconsciously stopped showing your love as you used to back when you started going out? And is it possible that you are stuck at your comfortable but not satisfying job for you are not doing the necessary under quotation work that get you out of there? Do you see where I'm going with this? Are you seeing that those major and big decisions come from your everyday small decisions? And we almost always celebrate that happy, satisfying, accomplishing feelings. You know, I'm talking about those feelings that we feel because things happened in our best interest. You know, we go about talking about it with every opportunity we get. We get together to celebrate about it with our loved ones. But alas, we cry over our bad grades, drink away our breakups, beat up ourselves for those goals, dreams we failed to accomplish and achieve. Of course, we can't celebrate these emotions. Sadness is not something we open a champagne to. Feeling down is not something we like to share with everyone. But this culture, this trend is making us believe that success is all about the end outcome. We get so caught up to get to the end of a ladder and fail to appreciate, celebrate, and enjoy the process. Most importantly, fail to remember we have to have the gut. We have to have the courage to step on the first step in order to get to the last step of the ladder. Every day is a choice. You decide which step of the ladder you want to step on and continue cultivating to get to a point you want, which is the last step of the ladder. All of your accomplishments, success, great body, amazing marriage didn't just fall on your lap. Every day you made a decision that got you here. You can also read about every success story out there. Yes, everybody knows about them once they get successful, once they get famous, once they are accomplished. But they all talk about the everyday decisions they made persistently that got them success, that brought them success, that got them to the point where they are, where everybody knows them. What you want is a fit body. Decide today to sleep 1 hour less and exercise. Decide what your intake will be throughout your day. When you know you want to keep your man or woman, decide every day from this point forward to treat him or her as you did the first months of your relationship. That's the key. And to help you do that, I'll give you this tip for you to always remember. Remember how much you wanted that person at first. What did you do to get that person? Did you go the extra mile to get that person because you know that person must be with you? Always remember what you did to get that person at first. And picture him or her leaving you. The decision is yours to make every single day. Every day we are given an opportunity to choose. They are small but have a great impact for that big dream of yours. So what is your decision today? And let me give you a few minutes to think about that. Let's take a short break with this music, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion about decision. Stay tuned. You are listening to How Do You See It? Okay, so today we've been discussing about decision and what we mean of it most of the time and what it really is. Yes, of course, as I said, sometimes it's huge, it's big, but every day we make a decision. So it's up to you to decide which way to go. You can take it as simple as when you're driving a car and you have different routes, for example, to get to your home. And you want to go this way today. And maybe you want to go the other way next time. That's a choice. And right there and then you're making a decision to go this way or that way. That's a decision. It doesn't have to be a huge thing, but it will result in something. For example, you chose to drive this way rather than that way, and that will result in getting you home faster because it's less traffic. That's a decision. And it resulted in you getting to your house maybe 5 minutes earlier or 10 minutes earlier. So that's what I want to leave you here with today. Every day you make a decision. So stop for a moment and think about what you are deciding each and every day, what you are choosing each and every day, because that will shape your future. That will create your future. That's it for today about decision. Thank you so much for the love, for the support, for the comments you have been sending. I really appreciate them. You are awesome and amazing. I love you all. If there's any kind of topic that you want me to cover, I would really love to hear it from you, and I'll do what is necessary to cover that topic. So please let me know if there's anything that you want me to cover. That's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until I see you next week, stay happy, stay focused, and choose wisely every single day. Love you all. Have a beautiful, a fantastic week.